That is Bap Kennedy here on 98.3 The Penguin singing about the sweet smell of success. Perfect song to set the stage for us and tee us up for our chat with the fellas from the Donut Inn. A big warm Penguin welcome to Alan Rehnquist and Matt Anlian of the Donut Inn. Many of you probably know all too well about the Donut Inn right over on Military Cutoff, actually in the Slice of Life CVS Shopping Center. We're going to shine our local voice spotlight on these guys and what all they've got going on. I've been getting to catch up with them a little bit before getting on the air here and could just pick their brains and sit and chat all day long. Some very interesting stories, but we'll at least try to get to the meat of it. So, guys, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Kim.
It's an absolute pleasure.
We are thrilled to have you. I actually met Matt on the phone recently. He was listening during the Artist of the Week feature for his Golden Messenger and was the winner, and I found out about you then and your big love for his Golden Messenger and the Penguin, and that you're now the owner of the Donut Inn.
Absolutely. It was a thrill to win their album. So, and it was great to meet you, of course.
Yeah, we are. We have lots of love. We're glad to be sharing in here. And of course, a little later on that day, some donuts just miraculously appeared here at the station.
Happens if you hang out with us enough now.
We like that. And there's a bunch now. In fact, we've got photos up on our Facebook page so you can kind of see. You've got to make sure you get to the Donut Inn's Facebook page as well, because there are some special donut picks up, including one. There's a donut you guys made that is one donut that's equivalent to a dozen. It's like this bigger than this girl's head in the picture.
Oh, yeah. We love those giant donut cakes. We can make them any shape you want, too.
Yeah, so take a look at that. We're going to back up just a little bit and give you a little of an introduction to these guys. Quite the story. Alan, I'll let you kind of start off. You didn't start off planning to be a donut shop owner.
No.
To give everybody out there a little bit of an introduction of kind of your path and how you got where you are.
Well, it sounds good. I actually grew up overseas. I was born and raised in Saudi Arabia, and it sort of instilled in me a love of other cultures and traveling. And then when I got older, I started getting into community service. And, I really loved helping people. So I decided to put my love of travel and love of helping people together, and I joined the Peace Corps. And I was lucky to live in Belize for a couple of years, and I was a teacher there and taught about HIV and AIDS and helped reduce the rates there.
Wow.
And my whole dream was to be an international humanitarian. When I got back from the Peace Corps, I joined an organization called Stop Hunger Now, which at the time was really small. I was the fifth employee there. We had one office out of a church. And over the next 10 years, a lot of awesome things happened. We ended up growing to become an international agency. I hired my good buddy, Matt, here, and I was his boss for 7 years. So a little nepotism there. We were in a band together and friends and before that, mm-hmm. and I really wanted him to have that job and work with me. We got to a point where we sort of realized that we'd achieved the dream that we had. You know, I did the international humanitarian thing for 12, 13 years. And so in the back of my mind, I wanted, for years I'd been scheming with Matt business ideas and how do we become our own bosses and how do we, let's build something else that we can hand to our kids, and involve our families in. So we had just sort of decided that, well, it's never going to happen unless we do it. So we saved up a ton of money and, pulled the trigger a few months ago.
And just 3 months ago, I guess, took over the Donut Inn, which set up about a month, a little over a year ago, you said, year mm-hmm. and a half, something
yep.
like that.
Yep.
And so that was the perfect perfect business, I guess, served up on a platter for you guys, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. It's almost exactly what we were looking for. A nice, pure and simple business model. Everyone loves donuts.
Right.
Everyone loves breakfast. We do breakfast all day. I would never have bought a place that didn't do breakfast all day. And then the hours are 5:30 to 3 every day. I can be home with my kids at 3:30, So it has a family-friendly schedule and lifestyle along with it. Matt and I each have two kids. We're married. Our wives are actually cousins. We'll hear it from a lot of people if we don't treat our families right. So,
no doubt
that was important to us.
So this gave you a great way to do that. That is the voice of Alan Rehnquist. We've got Alan and Matt here from the Donut Inn and helping to shine a light on them and let you get to know them and their business a little bit more. It is more than just donuts. What a tremendous path you've been on. It sounds like you really you know, followed through on that endeavor to be an international humanitarian, kind of got that cup filled up, so to speak, and now getting to nest a little bit more, stay in one place, be yeah. with your families, and have a business that, of course, brings lots of joy. I mean, like you yeah. said, yeah. who doesn't love donuts?
And we can still be humanitarians while we do this. Mm-hmm. You know, we every day we donate all our end-of-day donuts and baked goods to local nonprofits. It feels good coming from Stop Hunger Now, where we were serving all international folks and beneficiaries, to, you know, being able to serve our own hometown. You
right.
know, that's mm-hmm. deeply fulfilling.
No
and
doubt.
Within a week or two of buying the place, we had set up nonprofit relationships and started donating.
That is fantastic. We're going to hear more from these guys, but we're going to let them DJ for a moment. His Golden Messenger. These guys both are just a favorite new band. That's, as I said a few minutes ago, is how,
huge
I, how I met Matt on the phone when he won the His Golden Messenger CD a few weeks back as His Golden Messenger was our artist of the week. We've got some hiss up for you right now. It's Heart Like a Levee here on The Penguin. That is His Golden Messenger with the title track to the new album, Heart Like a Levee. We've got some guests here with us in the studio, Alan Rehnquist and Matt Anlingen from the Donut Inn. They happen to also be big Penguin fans, big His Golden Messenger fans. They're very excited about the upcoming appearances. He's got not one but two His Golden Messenger coming through, opening up for Jason Isbell and then again for the Drive-By Truckers. And these guys are pretty fired up about it.
Yeah,
yeah, you
absolutely.
Could say that.
Bought tickets to the Isbell show immediately, and a lot of them had already sold at that point. So it's going to be a full show. It's going to be a really fun show.
Yeah, yeah. That one definitely did sell out. Of course, Jason Isbell, we were talking off air about his meteoric rise in recent years. It is just very cool to see. In case you haven't gathered then, you know that these guys are big Penguin listeners, and the motto around here is support those who support the Penguin. So, you know, when you go to the Donut Inn, you're going to be helping to support the Penguin as well. We were talking in the first segment about some of you guys' background. Quite the story, doing literally international humanitarian work, particularly with Stop Hunger Now, have evolved to a place in your lives where you wanted a business, wanted to be an entrepreneur, but be able to be a little more static and stationed in one place at home and living your family life. And the Donut Inn presented itself, landed in your laps, and was kind of the perfect opportunity. As Alan, I know, was saying before in the last segment, too, that by the time he's done with work, it's right when the kids are getting out of school, so you guys get to spend your afternoons and evenings with the kids. Let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of the Donut Inn. There's more going on than just donuts, but let's talk about the donuts. We've got to, right? So take it away.
Well, our donuts are made from hand, scratch made every day by our wonderful bakers. And we make a lot of traditional donuts, but then we like to have a little bit of fun and do some wacky kind of things with Donut of the Day. But we think our donuts are some of the best around, some of the biggest around. In fact, they're so big we have to put them in pizza boxes. We think they're great, and we do a lot of other pastries as well. And that's really just the sweets. We do a lot of savory things also.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our bakers get there at 2 a.m, sometimes 1 a.m, to start making all the donuts and pastries and everything. And Matt and I have had plenty of hours baking at this point. You know, learning the trade. It really is an art. It's like art plus chemistry. It's great. But our donuts are, you know, they are solid. They are really good. We wouldn't have bought the place if we weren't convinced they were the best, you know?
Right.
It's been an awesome experience getting to learn how to make more and also learn how to make everything else we make at that restaurant.
And that's something to point out because, you know, I know I wasn't fully aware that you guys have a lot more going on there than just donuts. You've got Boar's Head meats and cheeses and yep. doing, tell everybody about what else is on your menu.
Yeah, absolutely. We make a full range of breakfast sandwiches, breakfast burritos, 3-egg breakfast burritos, of course, the sausage, bacon. But we do the Boar's Head meats, so the Taylor ham, tavern ham, turkey, chicken. And then we do a full range of lunch sandwiches as well, hot lunch sandwiches. So it's a lot more than donuts. And we get a lot of people that do come in and are very surprised are more than donuts. So one of our goals is getting the word out about that because we do think it's a really great deal.
Oh yeah, you know, and people, you know, tell us we should change our name to like the Donut Inn Cafe or something. And that's actually not a bad idea, you know, because, you know, people don't realize that we have this big menu, you know, and all the breads we use, with the exception of just a couple, we bake ourselves. You know, our croissants are fresh made every day. Our biscuits are fresh made every day. And, you know, with those boar's head meats and cheeses, those are some tasty sandwiches. And no, you don't just have to come to Donut Inn to get them, because now we deliver. We do catering. We do donut delivery. We can cater breakfast and lunch meetings. We have just switched over to a locally roasted coffee from a wonderful company called Java Estate. Literally, we switched over yesterday.
Nice.
And I'm telling you, it could not be fresher. It is roasted the day before we receive it. We grind it up right before we brew it. I mean, as coffee fiends.
And it's more local businesses supporting local businesses, which we think is so hugely important. So we're thrilled to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm salivating. I know where I'm coming for lunch today. We're very lucky that you guys are right across the street from us. If you don't know where the Donut Inn is, it's right here at the corner of Military Cutoff and Eastwood Road in the CVS Shopping Center where Slice of Life is. That's where they are. And so I guess your delivery range is kind of central from this area, but stretches out nicely.
Oh yeah, we can hit pretty much all of Wilmington, you know, and we'll go anywhere if you order enough. We'll drive them to Charleston, South Carolina if you want. We had a customer that wanted us to ship six dozen bagels to Connecticut, just so that he could show the bagels to his nephew, you know. And thank you, Zell. you know, that was fun too. You know, people don't realize we have all these fresh bagels every day.
Very nice.
It's awesome.
And more locals helping locals. We work with Round Bagels and Donuts. We provide them donuts fresh every day. We run them over at about 6:30 a.m. And we swap out fresh bagels for fresh donuts.
Yeah, so we're trading.
Nice work.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. Bartering is ideal.
No doubt. And the local support component just makes everybody is a win for everybody. It's Alan Rehnquist and Matt Anlian with the Donut Inn. We're going to have more with them right after this here on The Penguin. That is more from His Golden Messenger. You got a little double shot this morning, thanks to our special guest. That's the song Biloxi. We've got big Penguin fans and big His Golden Messenger fans hanging out with us here in the studio, but that's not really why they're here. It's Alan and Matt, owners of the Donut Inn, right here on Military Cutoff by the intersection of Eastwood and Military Cutoff. And we're going to let you go soon, although I could hang out and talk with you guys all day. We are going to let you get back to your donuts and all the other stuff that's going on over there. For anybody out there, if you are interested in hearing more of this interview, maybe missed the first segment or two, we keep our Local Voices interviews on our website at portcitydaily.com. You'll just see the Local Voices tab. So in a couple of days, this one will be up as well. And it's a great way for you to get to know members of the community, the people behind the businesses that you perhaps frequent or want to frequent. And I know the Donut Inn is one you guys are all going to want to frequent. We are going to be wrapping up real quick in a minute, but I just want to highlight again, you guys were talking about the donations that you do with your food after working for years. I'll let you kind of say it in your words.
Well, you know, for the last 10 years, we've been working to eliminate global hunger. We've been in hunger relief. And so food waste is something that we despise. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unnecessary. And we're happy to say that within a couple weeks of buying the place, we were able to identify two wonderful organizations here in Wilmington, the Hope Center and Vigilant Hope. They both cater to homeless families. They both provide programs outside of feeding as well to help them get off or give them a hand up. And we don't have any waste now. Every single day, we have an organization coming, either one or the other, that comes and picks up all of our end-of-day donuts and bagels. And that was really important to us. It helps us scratch our humanitarian itch, but it also reduces waste and it also helps the local community. So it couldn't be better. We don't throw anything away. And if our nonprofits don't show up or they can't make it, we give them away. Matt and I will drive around town with dozens of donuts in our car and just go stop by any local business and just make their day. That's it. You know, we love that.
You know, here at the Penguin, we don't have all those fancy sound effect buttons, but if I had a big applause button, I would be hitting that right now. That is just fantastic. And we need to spread more of that around everywhere. So kudos to you. And I'm sure for the homeless shelters, I mean, I know you're providing more than just donuts too. You've got some bagels and some other food as well, but even the donuts, what day brighteners for folks in those hard situations. I'm guessing one of my questions is kind of what is most rewarding for you in your work, and I'm guessing that that's part of it. I don't know if there's much more you want to share about that, I guess, in those smiles that you bring to people's faces.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome to, you know, have a 3 or 4 kids, brothers and sisters, sitting there, you know, drooling at the counter and seeing their face when you hand them their donut. That's pretty rewarding.
And I'd say also getting to know the regulars, just learning more about them and their past, and just building more and more friendships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say the other thing is, you know, a lot of the free donuts we give away to like the fire department or the police department. And, you know, we also donate financially to those organizations, to the retired and disabled sheriffs and retired firemen's association. We're just trying to help take care of people, you know, and it's easy to do. You just choose to do it and do it. And it was funny. I had gone over to the fire department and given a couple dozen donuts one day, just up military cutoff. And literally 2 days later, a customer threw a cigarette butt in a bush and it started a small fire, which I put out, by the way. But somebody called the fire department and they showed up in their big red truck. And they're like, oh, you're the guy that... You're the donut man. And so I gave him another dozen donuts and we sat and talked for a little while, you know? So
that's what it's all about.
That's those moments that are the rewarding ones.
Connecting to your community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. And I know that's our mission here too. So it's again, mad props to you guys for what you're doing. Way more than donuts. That is the donut in. Plans for the future, real quick before we let you go. I know you've got lots of ideas whirling and kicking.
Yeah, absolutely. So this spring, we're going to be putting up a fresh new awning over our outdoor seating area. And we're going to plant some plants around there, get the pots filled with plants and make it a lot more inviting. And then we will also be rolling out an ice cream bar in time for the summer. If you've heard of donut cones, ice cream cones, or donut bowls.
Wow.
Those are going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Here in Wilmington.
Just imagine a nice hot donut with a scoop of ice cream in the middle of it.
A little chocolate fudge on top.
A little chocolate drizzle. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's just as much for us as it is for our customers.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard of a donut bowl or a donut cone.
Oh, yeah.
That's news to me.
I would say the other change, those are the two most exciting changes, I would think. Because one of them was the coffee switch over to a locally roasted, and we've just done that. But we're also just going to be doing a lot more delivery and catering. Mm-hmm. So you're going to start seeing donuts in hotels around here and, you know, other touristy spots and hopefully convenience stores and things along those lines. We're trying to, you know, get out there and introduce the product to more people.
Amen.
Who we are.
Well, a true pleasure to have both of you here in the studio. That's Alan Rehnquist and Matt Anlian of the Donut Inn right here on Military Cutoff Corner, basically the intersection of Military and Eastwood. There's a Facebook page, The Donut Inn. Your hours each day are
5:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
And a lot more if you've been able to catch the interview. A lot more than just donuts. These guys are really, really fantastic members of our community. Thank you for what you're doing already and, of course, what you're going to be doing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having
us. Our pleasure.
We're huge fans and a little bit starstruck right now.
Well, we are very glad.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Very glad to have you. We are going to hand it over right now. We've got a new one up for you, switching gears from donuts to moonshine. This is the new one from Foy Vance and Casey Musgraves here on The Penguin.